Welcome back to the Public Affairs Show on iHeartRadio, where we tap in with the who's in our community. I am your host, Andre. Please give a warm Bay Area welcome to Mr. Chase Edwards, Breakthrough T1D Congress Bay Area Delegate. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm very well. Welcome to the show. Excited to have you. For our listeners out there, we're going to be talking about type 1 diabetes today. Let's just jump right into it. I always like to break the ice, Chase. For our listeners out there, Chase is a 17-year-old young male out of Los Altos Hills, doing great in life, excelling out there. He's a junior in high school. But, Chase, I could talk forever. I want you to introduce yourself to our listeners. You know, kind of, you know, give me 15, 30 seconds. Just let the Bay know, our listeners, who you are.
Yeah, perfect, man. Thank you. Yeah, my name is Chase. So I've lived in the Bay Area my whole life. I'm 17 and a junior in high school. And I'm a competitive, you know, golfer and skier. I love to play sports, hang out with my friends, do all that stuff. I am a part of the T1D, Breakthrough T1D Children's Congress, and I love to advocate for diabetes. It's a massive part of my life. And, you know, I like to say it's a massive part of my life, but I also don't like to let that slow me down or anything. You know, I like to keep pushing through and keep going.
Straight up. For our listeners who don't know, what is type 1 diabetes, Chase?
Okay, yeah. So basically, type 1 diabetes is a chronic autoimmune condition in which your body's immune system attacks and destroys these insulin-producing beta cells in your pancreas. And so basically what that means is that our bodies don't produce any insulin, which is needed to break down sugar and carbs and stuff like that. So we can't do that. And as a result, our blood sugars levels fluctuate to a varying degree. And, you know, there's a lot of risks that come with that, such as like hyperglycemia and stuff like that. And this is a lifelong condition. So there's no cure for anything like this. And people with type 1 diabetes have to live and constantly monitor their whole life.
Now, Chase, you are part of the Breakthrough Type 1 Diabetes Children Congress Bay Area Delegates. Now, you are one of, correct me if I'm wrong, you are one of five selected from the Bay Area alone, but I think there's about 170 total youth that are headed over, I believe, to Washington, correct?
That is correct, yeah. So we got about 170 delegates for the T1D 2025 Children's Congress. And, you know, for all of us, this is really like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity as we get to, you know, go to Capitol Hill and, you know, meet all these members of Congress to try and help them understand what life is like with T1D, really.
Yeah, and that's taking place in Washington this July 7th through 9th. For our listeners, yep. Let me slow down a little bit, Chase. I apologize. It's so much I want to talk to you about. What is Breakthrough T1D for our listeners?
Yeah, perfect. Basically, Breakthrough T1D is a diabetes organization, actually the number one diabetes research and advocacy organization in the whole world. And what we do here at T1D is to improve lives of all, or we try to improve all lives of diabetics by, you know, finding cures or treatments for T1D and all the complications that come with that. And basically, as you know, it's an autoimmune condition. It's not really curable at this point. So what we try to do is, you know, find all the methods and, you know, anything that can really help all these people, with the more than 1.6 million people living in the U.S. and nearly 9 million people worldwide, to find and help them, you know, live their daily lives as normal as they can.
Yeah, absolutely. That's crazy. Like you say, there's almost 10 million people living with T1D worldwide. For you, what was it like for you when you were diagnosed? What are the warning signs? Can you kind of, you know, fill us in?
Yeah. So I was actually diagnosed when I was 6 years old on a flight to Hawaii. So it was pretty crazy for me. But a lot of the symptoms for people who are getting diagnosed are very, very similar. So things like excessive thirst, frequent urination, extreme hunger and fatigue, and like blurred vision, you know, really a lot of like these crazy symptoms where like you can't really tell what's going on. That's kind of what it was like for me when I was getting diagnosed. And I think it's really important to like kind of make sure you're watching out for all this stuff, because I was thankful enough that my dad, he's had diabetes for over 20 years, was able to notice the signs at a very early stage. But for a lot of people, that's not the case. And I think it's very important to like spread knowledge about a lot of these symptoms and how we can like catch it early.
And Chase, can we talk about that? I ain't gonna lie, you like my professor when it comes to diabetes right now, Chase. But I was one of those that thought at a young age that diabetes only happened to older folks. Could you give me a little more knowledge? Could you teach me a little bit more, Chase, on why does diabetes not discriminate against age?
Yeah, really the way that type 1 diabetes works is that, like, your immune system is always, like, fighting against your body's cells. And it happens at either a slower or faster rate for, like, all types of people. So for me, for example, I got it diagnosed at age 6. Yeah. That meant that my body was attacking those cells at a very rapid rate. And so only by age 6, I was already completely out of insulin cells, and I wasn't able to, like, you know, produce any insulin at that point. Wow, yeah. But for older people and stuff like that, it could be more slow. So, for example, if you get diagnosed age 30, 40, that means that your cells were just – you were just your body was just attacking your cells at a slower rate. And so then it just came on, you know, a little bit of an older age. So really, when we're thinking about type 1 diabetes, it affects all types of people. It's not just a specific age group, and this can really happen to anyone.
Yeah, literally. What has breakthrough T1D meant for you and your family?
Yeah, I mean, it just honestly, breakthrough T1D means so much to me and my family and my friends and my whole community, honestly. I was diagnosed, as I said, at age 5. And really, since then, breakthrough T1D has just always been there for me and my family. When we were going through, like, a bunch of tough times, especially at the early stages of diagnosis, you know, sometimes a lot of families don't really know where to go. They don't have enough resources. And breakthrough T1D was just really there for us. You know, I was able to meet with a bunch of other people who've been diagnosed at my age group for a long time, and they were able to walk me through all these processes and, you know, teach me how do I live with this, you know, disease and how can I manage that. And to me, that honestly meant so much, and I made so many great friends that I'm still, like, very close with today. Honestly, it was just, like, it just changed my life.
I have a question. You said something else important there. How do you live with T1D, and how do you manage it, Chase?
Yeah. So, as I mentioned, at this current moment, there's no cure for type 1 diabetes, and it's really, like, a constant 24/7, like, responsibility that I have to live with, as it affects nearly every aspect of my daily life. So, my blood sugar levels are always constantly fluctuating due to, like, food that I eat and exercise and stuff like that, which are essential parts of my daily life. Like, I'm a student athlete, so, you know, I play club sports, I play for my school sports and stuff like that. Yeah. And when I'm doing that, I have to be extra cautious to always bring, you know, sugar or, like, insulin gel or something like that with me so that I can maintain a good insulin or blood sugar range while I'm doing those sports, because it's very dangerous. And also while I'm eating, I have to constantly make sure I'm doing the right amount of insulin so that my blood sugar doesn't go too high or low, which has severe negative effects if that happens.
I want to know, this is off topic all the way, Chase. What sports do you play, bro?
All right, so I am a skier, a golfer, and a soccer player.
Okay, you said that. Yeah, okay, my bad. Yeah, I remember. Yep.
Yeah. So actually in sophomore year, I was a three-sport athlete, but now I'm only a two-sport athlete. But yeah, I mean, I love going out there with my friends, honestly, anytime, play some hoops, you know, soccer, anything like that. And all that normal stuff is, like, completely affected by diabetes. So when I'm, like, just going out to my friend's house and playing some basketball or something like that, yeah, I have to be extra careful, you know, to bring sugar with me, make sure my levels are good, stuff like that.
The Breakthrough T1D 2025 Children's Congress is going down July 7th through the 9th out there in Washington, D.C. Chase, I want to ask you, sir, what inspired you to apply to the Children's Congress, and what are you most excited about for the Children's Congress?
Yeah, that's a great question. So really what inspired me to get involved with this Children's Congress is the community, my friends, my family, everyone around me being supportive and kind of introducing me into the program. So the way I actually got introduced to Children's Congress was I was doing a Breakthrough T1D One Walk in San Francisco. It's like a little event, a fundraiser for money. So we were out there, and I was talking to some of the instructors over there, and they were like, yeah, you should definitely apply for Breakthrough T1D Children's Congress this year. And I'd actually already applied before and gotten denied, but it was really something that was meant a lot to me and the community around me. And everyone was so inspiring, and they really wanted me to, like, try out and do something great for the community. And I felt, you know, this is the perfect opportunity. I should join up, go for it, see what I can do. And hopefully I can get there to Children's Congress. Yeah. And I'm super excited. The thing I'm most excited for is going and talking to Congressman Sam Liccardo, who I already previously talked to here in Palo Alto. And I'm excited to go see him again and talk about a bunch of important stuff up there.
Why is it important for you to inform our representatives about T1D and the need for research? Why is this, like, key that you let Mr. Liccardo know, like, hey, I need you to lend that ear to me, man. This is important.
Yeah, well, obviously, I think it's important because this affects so many people. You know, as I mentioned, nearly 10 million people worldwide affected by this. But even in just our nation, many of, like, the special diabetes program is one of the programs that we're trying to get renewed at Children's Congress. It's a federal program that associates $160 million each year to T1D through the National Institutes of Health. And since its inception in 1997, that's funded almost $3.5 billion in T1D research, which is a crazy amount. And that's seriously helped so many lives. And we want to continue that program going. And in addition to that, at this Children's Congress, we also want to get approved for more insulin cell therapies to try and actually find a cure for all of these people who are affected by this disease.
Can I be nosy for a second, Chase? What did you and Mr. Representative Sam Liccardo discuss? What were y'all talking about? How did that conversation go? I'm sure it's exactly what you're going to say in front of the entire Congress or whatever, but spill it out for our listeners. We're nosy. We want to know because we won't be in that room with you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, one of the main points that we talked about is actually pretty funny. My grandfather was also a congressman, and Sam Liccardo was the one who came in and took his spot.
Oh, wow.
So we kind of had a little personal connection right there, and he was like really invested in all of these opportunities, and he was really willing to hear me and Juliet's story. We went there and we told him, you know, this is what living life is like, you know, this is what we want to do, this is what we hope to achieve with the Children's Congress, and he was really an open listener and trying to achieve the most he could for us, and I think that was really special that we had.
What are some things for folks who don't have diabetes, right? What are things that we need to do to ensure that we're living right, eating right, so we don't, get diabetes?
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing I always like to say is, like, try and live, like, a healthy life with a balanced diet. Just stay active, get out there, live your life. I don't think type 1 diabetes is something that you should, be focusing your every living aspect, like, I need to focus on this. I can't get diabetes. It's not like that. I think it's important to acknowledge the risk, understand that this is a thing that occurs, that this is something that's out there, but you shouldn't let it, control your life or anything like that. Like I haven't, I don't let it control my life. It's something that, it's out there, you should try and avoid it by, avoiding all the risk and stuff like that, but it's not something that you should let, like, control your life.
There's so many people who are going to be so inspired by listening to you right now, Chase. I'm telling you, these listeners are going to be like, wow, he's 17. Saying that there's somebody out there living with diabetes right now, I guarantee you that don't even have, like, you just have like this aura about you. You're like, I don't care what it is. I'm tackling this thing head on. It's not slowing me down. There's certain things I got to do to maintain my health or whatever, but that just comes with life, but I love your spirits, man. Keep up the good work. Are there things that our listeners can do? Is there a type of call to action? How can our listeners support the cause? How can we support what's going on over there with you all at Breakthrough Type 1 Diabetes Children Congress, Bay Area Delegates?
Yeah. I mean, as I've previously mentioned, Breakthrough T1D hosts a multitude of events in our local, Bay Area around here that you can attend, like one walk, stuff like that, or even just donating to any of the causes that we support is really something that would go a long way for all of the people, not even just me, but all of the people who have type 1 diabetes across the world. And, if there's one message that I think I would really want a lot of people to know about type 1 diabetes is that it's not something that completely controls my life. I'm just a normal kid who lives my life. I go out there, I do normal kid stuff. And type 1 diabetes is something that's just there on the side. And that's something I got to deal with. And I think that any funding, any, awareness that we can raise about that is incredibly important. And so is what Breakthrough T1D is doing.
I remember when my grandmother had diabetes, like the insulin, I mean, just everything costs, right? So, anything and everything is appreciated and can help. Mr. Chase, anything else you want to share with us for our listeners out there before I let you go?
I mean, I think we covered a lot of it, but I mean, I think really just the importance of all these issues is something that I can't urge enough. So many youth, so many adults, just everyone is affected by this disease, and I think it's just such an important and amazing cause that I really think should be more well known out there.
Breakthrough T1D 2025 Children's Congress is taking place July 7th through the 9th in Washington, D.C. Everybody, please thank Mr. Chase Edwards. Appreciate you giving me some time out your day-to-day, man. I'll let you go finish getting ready for your golfing tournament and everything out there. I expect to see you, man. I want to come check you out. You know, I suck at golf, so I wouldn't even say play with you, but at least watch, spectate.
Hey, I'm out there almost every day, man.
Yeah, that's why you're going to be a professional. See, you are already, I can hear you, man.
Yep.
It's all good,
all right, thank you so much, man.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Take care, bro. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
Coming up next, we're going to talk to Miss Katie Birnbaum, founder and CEO of Into the Streets, a.k.a. First Thursdays out here in San Francisco. Stay close.